fifth back of Shavuos, second Mishnah. Shavuos HaPikadon case. It was an example of the Shavuos HaPikadon. Amar lo teini pikdoni sheyesh li biyadcha. He says, give me my deposit, which I deposited by you. And the defendant answers, Shavuos she'en lecha biyadi, that I'm making a shavuot that I have nothing of yours. Oishu amar lo ein lecha biyadi. The person made a claim. He said, the defendant said, I don't have anything of yours. And the one who's making the claim said, I'm making you swear. Whether he says the shavuot himself or he says omein to another shavuot, that's equivalent to saying a shavuot in his chayv. He made him swear five times, whether it was in Bezin or out of Bezin, the kofar, and he denied it each time. Then chayv al kol achas v'achas. Since he made four shavuos, he has to bring five korbanos. Because he could be moider, which is that if there's a rule that once you testify, you cannot change your testimony. So if you lied in the first testimony, if you lie in the second testimony, it's irrelevant because we only accept one testimony anyway. So the second testimony is irrelevant. Whereas here's not testimony, here is the claim of the litigant. And since even if he denies 10 times, if he admits that after 10 times, he's chayef, therefore every time he denies, it's considered a new denial, and he has to bring a common shavuot each time independently.